my own father, for example, I would have been explaining to him that, Dad, listen, it's not opening in the summer of 2021, but it'll be available after Christmas. That never happened, Gray. We're 4 years on and we still don't have a daycare centre reopened in Carrington Community Hospital. What that service provided was, it was sort of first-level medical intervention, which took pressure off the GP service, which in turn takes pressure off the hospital service, and which in turn takes pressure off the nursing home service. So having that, you know, sort of preventive maintenance almost in place was fantastic. And, you know, what I would say to you is, you know, the local GP service wrote a letter to the HSE back last autumn, and they said, you know, they have over 3,000 patients, of which 1,000 are aged over 60. And what they said was that, unfortunately, since the closure of the daycare service, they have watched many older patients become more helpless and isolated. Mm-hmm. And they said that they've witnessed firsthand how this has impacted not only the older patients, but also their carers who have suffered as a result of the service. So they wrote a very eloquent letter, which we will be also handing over to Mary Butler next Friday by way of educating her on how this has affected people locally.